Blog Talk Radio.
Excited to welcome you to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Candy Hoff, and through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com, I'm a licensed Reiki Master teacher working in the field of energy medicine. I'm also an angel practitioner, a quantum touch practitioner, and an intuitive counselor. I'm also the author of an inspirational book about my two near-death experiences called Angels of Faith. And the fact that, as far as I'm concerned, we do not die and that we're divine and eternal. Through Angel Healing House, I help people let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past and kept them merely reacting to life. And I help them let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future, on things that haven't happened and most probably won't happen. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the only moment that is available to live in, which is the nanosecond of the now. It's only in the present moment where synchronicities, miracles, and absolute magic can occur. As an angel practitioner, I help people to rise above their lives and see it from a higher perspective, to clearly see the negative patterns and destructive habits that have caused them to sabotage and to limit their lives. I do this with the help of a very large, extraordinary group of angels who I call my posse. They have a very funny sense of humor, and they are extremely loving and compassionate. They give very down-to-earth, practical advice that people can very easily translate to create bliss and joy and balance and peace in their lives. Like my posse of angels, I'm very excited to take some calls for some free angel advice. So if you'd like some free angel advice, please call now on 646-716-6794. Again, that number is 646-716-6794. But before we take some calls for some angelic advice, I'd just like to thank my listeners very much for tuning in. And thank you to all the calls and emails that I've received for telling me how much your life has started to positively transform as a result of these channeled messages from myself and my posse. You know, on my last show, we talked about being authentic and honest when it comes to loving ourselves. And on today's show, the topic is one of the most important ways that we can show that we love ourselves is by choosing to do work that nourishes and nurtures our soul. Not only is doing work that we hate emotionally soul-destroying, but it causes stress and tension to build up that eventually affects lowering the immune system of the body, and it makes us more susceptible and open to physical illness. Now, the posse of angels and myself, we hear over and over again from clients who say that they do not like their jobs and their jobs are not honoring to them. And although leaving a dissatisfying job sounds very good in theory, many people wonder, how will I pay my bills, my rent, my car, my food, if I give up my job? Well, first of all, nobody, but nobody is saying that you should give up your job straight away. All the posse of angels want you to do is they want you to begin to get excited about pursuing something you like and that you are passionate about. And then make movement towards those dreams, because the sooner you step forward, the sooner that your dreams can come true. And before we go on and talk about doing fulfilling work to fulfill our dreams, I'd like to take our first caller. It's a 786 number, And 786, you are on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello.
Hi. Good afternoon. Hi.
Hi. What's your name?
My name is James. Hi.
Hi, James. How are you today?
I'm hanging in there. How are you?
Oh, I'm very well. Thank you very much. What's up with James?
That is a really good question. This has been a pretty challenging last few days for me, and I know that the angels probably have some advice or guidance as far as my life is concerned. And I'm just wondering if you're picking that up at all.
Okay. There's several things going on here. What my posse of angels likes to do, they like to for you to be more specific, because I'll tell you what's going on from a collective consciousness and what we're going through now, James, which will, in many ways, I know it will make you feel much better, but then we'll get into a specific area of your life, because, you know, people say everything's going wrong with my life, but most times it's that one area that seems to be energetically putting out all other areas of our lives, and when we tweak that one area, all the other areas seem to really fall into place. So I'll tell you what's happening from a collective consciousness where we are now. The angels truly want you and all the listeners, everyone, to know that what we are doing now is we are going very, very deep, deep emotionally, and we are clearing and we are cleansing those areas that we really thought that we put to rest a long time ago. These have to do with relationships. You know, things that we might have said to ourselves, you know, I don't hold any judgment or I forgave that person. But in many instances, we have merely said those words and not really felt it.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot that's going on in the collective consciousness is bringing up all of those feelings of sadness, of specifically
mm-hmm.
sadness, the angels are telling me. And that's why we're doing everything we possibly can. We're holding our thoughts to be bright and loving and positive. You know, we're making sure we're eating properly. We're looking after our physical, our mental, our emotional, and spiritual bodies. But still, we find ourselves being really sad. And that's because we are in a state of mourning in many ways for those emotional issues. Does that resonate with you, James?
It does. It does. It does. Because and if you wanted me to get a little more specific, I was going to say with me internally, I feel as if a lot of the decisions that I've made, especially for the last couple of days, I thought I was making them to honor myself. But now I don't feel very great about them, and I'm trying to find a way to describe it. It's if, you know, the decision I make, or if I make a decision, it influences everyone. And I've always been very conscious and aware of my responsibility and the influence that I have, but, you know, it just almost feels it's this guilty feeling and embarrassed feeling and feelings of condemnation type of thing, and it's kind of bringing me down, and it's been like that for the last couple of days. So, you know, it makes me feel unsure, I guess.
Okay.
I guess.
All right. Now, the first thing that they want to tell you is that you don't have a responsibility to anybody else but James.
Mm-hmm.
That you were not here put on the planet to save anybody. If everything is all right with James, then everything is all right with the universe, because the universe is inside of you. That's number one. And I talk, and everything that I've done with Angel Healing House, my beautiful business, has to do with love of self, because we are so connected to the divine that if we come from that love of self and honoring and respecting ourselves, then that energy sits well, and then we can go out and then be of greater service. But the service really has to start from within. I was picking up very strongly when you said, you know, that you were very careful about choosing and following things, and that now perhaps maybe you feel embarrassed. I get the very strong impression, and the posse are confirming this, that perhaps you made choices coming from a program and a programming and a belief system that if I did this and if I followed this, then my family or my group or my religion or whatever it is would think well of me. And now we're getting to the stage where there's nothing wrong with that. But if that doesn't sit well with us and it's not our true authenticity, then it will grate against us like nails on a blackboard. And it's getting us to be the most authentic, open, honest, and transparent. So if you've made choices before that in any way, you know, they haven't been harmful to you, but, you know, when you make them, you think to yourself, well, that's good because that group outside of myself is happy, and so that James is happy. No. Up until 2012, we were kind of able to point the mirror outside of ourselves and get our identity from following those things externally. And now the mirror's been turned back on us, and we are looking directly at us, and we are saying, does this sit well with me? If it doesn't sit well with me, it doesn't sit well with the world. It doesn't sit well with the universe. How does that sound?
That's truth. That is truth.
Okay. So what they're saying is, first and foremost, practice that love of self. Practice that, does it honor me? Does it respect me? And if it doesn't, and I'm going to be talking about this later in the program, specifically about work, although it does cross over into loving ourselves. If you do that which honors and respects you, and other people may not like it, all you have to do is be very cordial and being very nice, because after all, when we change, people don't like it because they've gotten used to a certain way that we are. And all you have to say is, thank you very much for your love and concern, but I will follow my joy and my passion. And that's not argumentative, and that's not mean, and that's not assertive. It's just coming from the love in your heart.
That's very true.
So I would love to find out more where your journey takes you once you start to step in to your authenticity, your transparent, honest, and open, the most honest and open, authentic James you possibly can be. Send me an email. I like to follow up and see where my callers go after they take some of that advice. My email address is Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, @ Angel Healing House, and that's all one word, angelhealinghouse.com. And I'd like to find out where your journey takes you.
Thank you so much. I really, really appreciate this. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Go out there and shine as brightly as you can, James.
Thank you.
All the best. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. And James does bring up a very, very good point there. We can no longer appease any group, any organization, anything outside of ourselves. It's fine if it sits well with you, but if there's any aspect in that does not sit well with you, it will start to bring up agitation, irritation. It will start to push your buttons and make you rethink about why you're doing something if it's not authentic, if it's not honest, if it doesn't honor and respect you. So I'd like to go to our next phone call. It's a 425 number. And 425, you're on the air with Angel Healing House.
Hi, this is AJ.
Hello, AJ. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. Do you have a question for either myself or the posse?
Yeah, I'm trying to sell my house and just wanted to get some insight on that, you know, unless there's something else that, you know, that you all want to let me know about.
Okay, selling your house. Okay, let's have a look here. I get the feeling that this is a step forward for you. This is going to be a new opening for you in many ways. Is there a relationship that is involved in this?
There's an ex relationship.
That's what's coming up, is the ex relationship. They're telling me that the sale of the house is not as important for you to focus on as is this ex relationship. Okay. They're also saying that in order for you really to experience that ease and that grace and that flow in your life, there are certain things that are still attached to this ex relationship. How long ago did this relationship, was it severed?
About 2.5 years ago.
About 2.5 years ago. Okay. One of the things they're saying, and they're clearly bringing this up, is that there might be aspects of anger, sadness, bitterness, resentment, and regret still aligned with this relationship. Does that resonate?
I would say probably, yeah, more so on the other person's part.
Okay. Even there, if there's any aspect attached with yours, it's affecting, it will affect the sale, it will affect all areas of your life. And so what they're saying is, one of the things they want you to do is they want you to do an exercise. And listeners, this could go not only for AJ, but everybody else out there. One of the greatest things you can do for your relationship is you can sit in silence and you can bring up that the higher self of that person in front of you, and you can acknowledge them. Now, what does that mean? The angels tell us to acknowledge somebody is to affirm that they were in your reality because you brought them there to teach you a lesson. You know, we learn lessons from other people, and other people learn lessons from us. Even in the most convoluted, challenging, abusive of relationships, I'm not saying that yours was abusive, but there's always lessons to learn, and we learn most of our best lessons in contrast. So what they're saying is you acknowledge this other person, and you say, I brought you into the contract of my life. That was number one. Okay. So after you've acknowledged that person for being there, number two, they're saying for you to thank them. Okay, because I've had so many people in the last 10 years of my business, Angel Healing House, as a healing practitioner, say, why would I thank somebody for being abusive? Why would I thank somebody for stealing my money? Why would I, you know, all of these things. Mm-hmm. You thank the other person for playing a contrasting role in your life. That's what you're doing. And they're actually showing you what you don't want. Okay. A lot of people hear these, AJ, a lot of people hear these alarm bells go off before they even marry the person or get involved with them, you know, because they'll tell me, I knew there was something not right about this person that I shouldn't step forward. But, you know, they were the same religion. They were very wealthy. They were, you know, very well connected or whatever it was. And oftentimes, you know, there's love is on the bottom of the list or love is not there, but they step forward. And so that's the second thing, to thank them for playing the contrasting role in your life, okay? Then after you thank them, you bless them. You bless them. And when you bless them, you say, I am you. You are me. Because when we're in the physical forms of matter and we look differently from a physical, physical way, and we have different names and that kind of thing, it's hard to imagine that we each are from the same source and that we are all equal. Nobody's better than anybody else. No guru, no shaman, no Sikh, no whatever. So you bless them for exactly who they are and what they have brought to the relationship. And number four, then you release them. And you release them with love, and you release them with kindness, and you actually say to them, I allow you to walk your journey, because I wouldn't want anybody to walk my journey, you know. So I will let you walk your journey, and then you send them, I like to send people pink healing light, because pink healing light is all about love. Green healing light, because the green is all about physical wellness and healing. And then white light, to see them in the light of the divine. I actually did this with a relative of mine who owed me money and did not come forth for many years for a different reason. And I thought to myself, well, you know, you get more flies with honey than you do with vinegar. And I just sent him pink light, green light, healing light. And after I did this for a couple of weeks, out of the blue, I just got a check payment in full from this. So I'm not going to say that, you know, you're going to get an overwhelming check from your ex after this. But what you'll get is the softening of the relationship from her higher self. And things will be able to move more energetically in a positive way for you.
Okay. Great.
Okay.
Thank you.
So that's going to help enormously with the sale of, not only with the sale of your house, but with everything else in your life. Because quite frankly, relationships are the most important thing that that we have to deal with in this physical form. And that the energy of our relationships affects absolutely everything in our lives.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, I'd love to hear where your journey takes you and what happens as a result of this. So send me an email again at Candy, Candy, at angelhealinghouse.com.
Okay, I will. Thank you.
Okay, thank you so much, AJ. Take care of yourself.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye. And it's so important, yet again, for us to acknowledge other people in our lives and to realize that they are there. They're there in front of us because we've brought them to ourselves to teach us lessons, to help us grow. And sometimes that happens in challenges, and sometimes that happens with great contrast. And it's not. Until after, when we look back in retrospect and we go, you know, I learned a lot of lessons from that person who was very challenging and very harsh in our lives. So I'd like to get back to the topic of being authentic when it comes to choosing jobs that are honoring and respectful to who we are. And this mainly came about, I must thank, in my chat room, I had a caller called White Lily, and I mentioned something on my last show about you know, doing jobs that are honorable for us, and I mentioned to a caller about changing careers and perhaps leaving her job, and the comment in the chat room was how does she expect us to leave our jobs? You know, we got to pay our bills and got to pay our rent and our car and our food, and yet again, nobody is saying that anybody should give up their job straight away. It's about making movement towards that which is exciting exciting for you and that you are passionate about. I have a great example of this. For instance, I had a client who had a 9-to-5 desk job, and every day that she went to work, she felt like she was dying inside. My client's passion was not being stuck inside at a desk. It was being surrounded by nature with beautiful flowers and plants. You know, my posse and I told her that every day she was not pursuing working with nature, she was denying the planet of her special gifts and special talents. I told her to start looking on the internet and exploring all the different kinds of ways that she could be involved with nature. So she looked at internet, she looked at landscape gardening, being a florist, working in a nursery, growing organic vegetable gardens. She looked at many areas. But through the process, she found herself always going back to and getting very excited about floristry. She just loved everything to do with flowers. And what she particularly liked were the florists that catered for brides and weddings. You know, she didn't give up her desk job immediately, but she did decide to take a floristry course. Well, she could not wait each week to go and learn about the flower industry by acknowledging and making movement to what her heart loved. She found that she didn't mind going to her 9-to-5 desk job as much as she did before, and she was so excited in learning about what she loved. After several months, she told me that she was sitting in a cafe having her lunch break, and when she noticed a notice board in the cafe, and there was a bright pink sign with a picture of a bunch of roses on it. And the sign read, "Job position open for part-time florist in a florist shop." All of a sudden, my client felt shivers all up and down her body. Taking the card off the notice board, she told me that she called the number, and she spoke with a delightful lady who said that she was inundated with orders, and she needed another pair of hands as her little florist shop was growing much bigger every week. Well, my client went there, and lo and behold, she got hired to work on the weekends. She loved it so much, she told me, that she really didn't consider it as work. She found out that the reason why the florist shop was struggling to keep up with all of her orders was because she just had started to expand her business into a whole new area. Well, in fact, my client just was bowled over. She could not believe her ears when she heard that the shop was now catering mainly for brides and weddings. Within 6 months, my client was offered a full-time position, and she was able to give up her desk job and be around the beauty of nature that she really loved so much and that energized her heart. You know, in thanking me, she told me that she loved what she did, and it certainly did not feel like work for her. Well, the reason that this client was able to fulfill her dreams was because she opened up her heart to acknowledging what made her truly happy, and she took steps forward to making it a reality. Notice, and I really want my listeners to notice here, notice that she did not give up her job immediately, but she made baby steps to what she loved. And then by doing that, the universe took steps to her and opened up the doors to fulfill her dreams. So let's talk about fulfilling our dreams. If you'd like to call in for some free angel advice from my posse and myself, you can call me on 646-716-6794. And you can ask me and myself and my posse questions about love of self. You can ask us about joy, empowerment, direction, and all those areas of healing that are so important in our lives, just to give you a little bit of advice and direction where you could possibly go. You know, my posse always have been very open and honest when it comes to expressing their ideas. Believe me, they do not hold back when it comes to being as honest and open and transparent and absolutely authentic as they can be. And while they cannot interfere with free will and our free choice, they've always found it interesting that even though people are truly unhappy in their current jobs, they wonder what could possibly stop people from stepping forward towards something that makes them happy rather than remaining in miserable, unsatisfying jobs. Well, this they've also said to me, why would people stay in relationships that make them miserable as well? Or you can take this, why would they remain stagnant when it comes to doing anything about their health, which is not honest and honoring and respectful to them. Well, let's get back to the job situation, because that's the topic for the day. The number one reason clients give me for staying in dissatisfying jobs is for the money. That's their main reason. And when they say to me, and I ask them, if their job is the last job on the planet, I said, do you have to stay in your job because it's the last job on the planet? And most of the times they laugh at me and they say, well, of course my job is not the last job on the planet. To which I reply, isn't that wonderful news? That means that there are actually other jobs out there which are more honoring, which are more respectful, and which are more acknowledging to you and your talents. In fact, that job is just waiting for you to honor yourself and step forward to it. But like I say, in so many cases, if we are holding on to a job that is not honoring us and is not respectful to us, then it's what they show me, a closed fist. How can the universe ever possibly bring you something that is more honorable and more respectful for you if you do not open your hand and let go of that which is dishonorable for you in order to receive more? Or like in my client's instance, where she absolutely adored and loved floristry and the flower industry. Notice, again, she didn't give up her job straight away, but she opened up her hand a little so that she could let some light in on that which she was passionate about. And when that light started to seep in and create that happiness inside of her, those frequencies and those vibrations and those energies inside. I like floristry. I love getting involved with nature and the flowers. Those energies started to grow inside of her and started to permeate outside and pulse out to the universe about her being happy and joyful and abundant. And so it was by no surprise that a couple of months later, she's sitting in a cafe and she happens to notice the ad for the florist shop. And then that led her to, 6 months down the track, being offered that full-time employment. And then she stepped forward to it. You know, the funny thing is that most people know that their job is no longer honoring them way before they decide to leave. They hear the faint sounds of alarm bells ringing for them to look elsewhere. And often this happens, people will say, oh, I have the boss from hell, or you know, people at work don't respect me. Perhaps they're not feeling at all supported at work and recognized in their contribution to what they're making to their work. Or many times, perhaps they're being taken advantage of, and they feel like they're being used in their job position. So the Posse are chiming in here. They're actually saying that all of these things, the boss from hell, not being supported, not being paid, you're working overtime, you're doing extra work, and you're not being remunerated and paid for that. The Posse of Angels are actually saying that all of these things, contrary to our human beliefs, they are actually wonderful signs and messages telling us to leave, that it's time to leave, for something more amazing and honoring is just waiting for you to take steps towards it. But people hang on to what dishonors them so much because they don't have the faith to step forward in faith. And you know, quite frankly, if we do not listen to the alarm bells that are telling us that we're not happy, I can assure you that those alarm bells will get louder and louder and louder. I had another client who was so fearful about leaving her horrible job that she stayed on for years and years as she harbored great sadness and great anger towards this company. she used to say how much she hated the job, and she said, "I just can't wait. I just can't wait to leave. And you know, I'll know when it's time to leave." But she was staying there again, primarily for the money, and because she did not want to step forward in faith. And so for years, she built up this resentment, this anger, this bitterness, this regret about having this job. And then one day when she was home replanting her flower beds, she was carrying a large tray of seedlings. She missed a step, and she fell down a flight of stairs. She actually ended up fracturing her back. She broke her leg, and she broke her arm as well. She was out of work for so long that her job was then given to someone else, and then she ultimately had to search for a new job position. You know, in actual fact, the universe merely was not being malicious towards her. The universe was answering her deep down prayer to get her out of that job that she hated so much. Except, by the time she fell down the steps, she had amassed so much negativity inside of her that the universe was merely matching her negativity on the outside when she had this horrific fall and she ended up breaking her back, her leg, and her arm. So remember, being unhappy in your job actually is a great sign. It's delivered to you by the spark of God inside of you, which is your inner wisdom, that tells you to step out and look elsewhere to a more honoring environment, or perhaps a whole new career change that honors what you are passionate about. So once again, if you'd like to call in for some free angel advice about your work, about relationships, about anything, you can call in. The dial-in number is 646-716-6794. So doing what you love and really being authentic about it is not only important to your health, but it is an integral part of being of best service to yourself, and then you're of best service to others, and then you're best service to the whole planet. And although our heart yearns to go in a different direction, the second reason, so we learned that the first reason most people will give for not stepping away from a dishonoring job is because of the money. Okay, so the second reason for not stepping away toward a more fulfilling job that fulfills our passion is that so often we sabotage our desires by putting limitations on ourselves. So, for instance, when it comes to changing careers, that small voice inside might say, "Oh, you know what? I've done this forever. I know how to do it. I'm too old to switch careers." Or we'd say, "Well, you know, I'm thinking about switching careers, but, you know, I haven't done it before. And it's all so new to me, and, you know, I just don't want to do that." We might start by doubting ourselves, and we might go into a whole diatribe of, "I'm not good enough. Well, you know, I haven't done it before, so I'm not smart enough. I'm not pretty enough. I'm not talented enough." And the list just can go on and on and on when we find ourselves getting into that fear, that doubt, and that insecurity. You know, quite remarkably, this hit a nerve with me because on a personal level, I remember that in 1998, after 22 years of being in a controlling, abusive marriage, I found the courage and the strength to step forth and divorce, and this was in 1998. While I had worked at home and worked out of the house and had several jobs when my children were younger, I really did need to get a job. And at the age of 42, I was absolutely petrified to go back to work. I went to see a career counselor, and she could immediately see how petrified I was and that I had very little self-confidence and very little self-worth. And she laid out the employment section of the newspaper in front of me, she handed me a big red pen, and she said, regardless of whether you think you can do a job or not, regardless of your experience, regardless of anything else, I want you to look through the jobs and circle those jobs that pique your interest. Okay. After I went through the job openings, I had circled 6 jobs, and a career counselor then noted that they all had to do with a clothing sale, something which I had never done before. And when she asked me why, I said that I absolutely loved clothing. I'll continue with that story, where that went with the career counselor in my own life, in my own personal journey about being authentic with what I'm doing. But I see that we have a 631 caller on the line, and I will answer that now. Hello, 631. You're with Angel Healing House.
Yes, I just wanted a reading with my love life.
Of your love life. What's your name?
Suzanne.
Suzanne. Okay. Let's have a look into one of those areas. I don't know if you heard my my program last time. It was all about us, our love of self, about us honoring, respecting, and acknowledging who we are. Let me see what the posse has here. Okay. Oh, my gosh. Well, it seems that you have not always had an easy road when it comes to relationships, but this relationship, is it a specific relationship that you're in, or something that you're visualizing in the future?
Visualizing. I like someone now, but I'm visualizing for the future.
Okay. They want, first of all, Suzanne, they want to applaud you, because what you're doing is you are focusing your attention on your dreams, on what you know, which is divinely yours in your heart. And by setting a path on that, I get such an abundant feeling. I get a wonderful feeling around you. You've started to make positive, honoring, respectful choices in your life. Yes, there have been times in your past where you've been hurt, but they want you to know to keep visualizing and to keep feeling that this love, and it has all the hallmarks of being just an absolute beautiful love that's coming towards you. It feels rich. It might be in a monetary form, but it feels rich in bringing two kindred spirits together.
Do you know when?
Okay, they're laughing. they don't know time. They don't know time, but they are saying more towards the second half of the year. I get from maybe 3 to 6 months onward. But they're saying that the reason a lot of times people ask when is, and the reason they can't tell you when is because it also has to do with the partner. And the partner has their own free will and free choice, and they may be barreling on this path of doing the same thing that you're doing, but maybe they fall off the path. And maybe they start to, you know, think to themselves, well, I really, you know, want to get together with my ex. And they go back in the past and they start to relive things and they get off of that forward motion. So the possibility.
I mean, you mentioned that because that's what an ex did. He went back 2 months ago to his old girlfriend.
Well, I only say what the posse tell me to say. And
Was it going to be with someone totally new, or is it going to be someone who I'm seeing now?
Oh, I just get such a wonderful feeling around this. This is such a beautiful relationship. Okay, guys. I get the feeling that it's somebody new.
Good, okay. All right.
I get the feeling that it's somebody new, but this relationship is just so yummy. it just feels so complete and so right. They want to tell you that the more that you keep doing what you're doing, visualizing, visualizing is wonderful, doing affirmations is wonderful, but the key component that they possibly want to tell you to do most of all is when you visualize, or when don't just do it in your mind's eye, do it with your heart. Because when I did this with and I drew to myself my beautiful beloved Pete, who's my twin flame, 8 years ago, when I did it, I actually made him a part of my life.
I just have to go because I got a phone call, but thank you so much. Thank you.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye. Okay, and there goes Suzanne. What I wanted to say is it's wonderful to be able to visualize, but really to feel it in our hearts, because when we feel it in our hearts, then we will start that energy pulsing out, and that energy of finding that kindred spirit will be much stronger. So we just had a caller drop out, caller, if you'd like to call back, I'd love to talk with you. Let's go to this phone caller here. Let's see. Okay, we have a 765 number on the line. 765, you're on the line with Angel Healing House.
Hi, my name is Sheila. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, you're very welcome. How are you today?
I'm good, thank you. How about yourself?
Very well, thank you.
I'm wondering if you have any messages for me from my angels. I've had a lot of things going on, and I'm trying to get recalled back from a job that I've been off of for 2 years, and then about a relationship. I'm trying to actually get back with a former relationship that I had, and I wonder what they had to say about that.
Okay. They're going to throw the ball in your court and ask you how you feel about this former relationship.
How do I feel about it?
Do you hold any anger, sadness, bitterness, resentment, or regret towards this former relationship?
I probably had all of those, and you know, it was pretty rough. We were married for 20 years, and then he had an affair, and then we got divorced, and now 3 years has passed. We both lost our jobs, we lost our house, and I'm actually living with my parents, and he was living with his girlfriend. So we just went back to court for me to get more child support, and I don't know. I actually thought we might be getting back together.
Okay. What the posse are really telling you is that you haven't begun yet. The name was Sarah?
I'm sorry?
Sorry. Your name was Sarah?
Sheila.
Sarah. Sheila, what the posse is telling you is that by looking back, you're not going to be able to move forward.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to be able to move forward. They say the more that you can put your focus and attention on making yourself the happiest that you can be, the most independent, loving person that you can be, by giving to yourself, it seems like you haven't really begun to dream the kind of relationship that honors you and respects you, and doesn't compromise who you are. Now they're asking you, would you like a relationship like this in your life?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, they're saying if you don't want to have a compromised life, it's time for you to step up and to show the universe exactly what it is that you will stand for or not stand for. And they want you to set up limits and boundaries.
Okay.
Set up limits and boundaries. And this way, of course you would like somebody in your life that's going to be honoring and respectful. But again, if you keep going to the past, all that you're going to get is the past.
Right.
And they want you to keep stepping forward. This feels like a very strong karmic soul relationship, and soulmate relationship. And soulmate relationships, they come in with drama, they come up with irritation, and they come in with agitation to push our buttons and make us grow and make us see what we don't want in our lives.
Okay.
And this is really is telling you that the more that you can make movement towards those things that are honoring to you, then you will lead. You will lead by feeling abundant. You'll be feeling love because you'll be giving uncompromised love to yourself.
Okay.
Okay. That's the thing. They're showing that the door, there's a door there right in front of you, but you and it's open for you. It's open for you to find a love that is honoring for you, but the reason that you can't walk through the door is because you keep facing the past.
Okay.
And they want you to be the most loving for yourself and to really see that which, if it didn't honor you in the past, it doesn't honor you now. That's not to say that people can't change, but in this instant, they really want you to face forward and be the most loving, kind person to yourself, and then your world will be filled with loving, kind people.
Okay. Okay.
So I hope that's been helpful.
Yes, it has. Does it show anything in the way of me getting my job? A lot of things could change if I could get some income coming in, and I'm trying to raise two kids at my mother's, you know, so.
Okay. The more, again, the
one
universe.
The other.
Fear of the, what it's going to affect, the, one is going to affect the other. The universe doesn't know the effect that your job has had on you, but the universe knows the difference between positive energy and negative energy. And I can assure you and almost guarantee you that if you start loving yourself, if you start respecting yourself, if you start honoring yourself, your vibrations are going to go through the roof, and then this is going to beam out of you like a beacon of light, and then it's going to come back to you in respectful job offers, in respectful, everything else will be
okay.
Respectful to you.
Okay.
All right. So
all right, I will try to work on that then. I felt like I had been working on that. I've been meditating with crystals, and I took Reiki 1 and 2, and I've been trying to do healing modalities for 2 years.
Okay, but the more that you can face forward, the more that it will have a tremendous effect on your life.
Okay.
Close those doors on the past.
Okay.
Okay, take care.
Thank you very much.
You're
Bye-bye.
Welcome. Bye-bye. Let's go to our next caller. Our next caller is a 954 number. 954, you're on the air with Angel Healing House. Hello?
Hello.
Hello. Who do I have on the line?
Antoinette.
Hello, Antoinette. How are you?
Okay. I like to know about myself a little bit. I know about the family. I like to see what's going on with me.
Okay. My posse are asking for a specific area of your life?
You know, what's health and my health and... I don't even know myself what I want, but mostly about my health.
Okay.
And finances. And
okay. Mostly they want to tell you that your health is, the health issues that you have, where are they mainly centered, your health issues?
Like what? I don't know what you mean. Oh, well, diabetic. I'm a diabetic, so, you know.
Okay, diabetic. Okay, they want to tell you that you need to center on doing things that are emotionally nurturing and nourishing for Antoinette. A lot of the times you spend doing things for the family, for other people, and that's wonderful.
But in order for you to get the sweetness out of life and to really let go of those past issues, they want you to put your focus and attention on emotionally nourishing and nurturing yourself. In any given week, Antoinette, what would you do for yourself that is emotionally nourishing for you?
Nothing.
Okay. Well, there you go. Bingo. Bingo. The posse just said bingo. The reason that your health is suffering is because you don't do anything that's emotionally nourishing for yourself. And our physical bodies are only an indication of where we are emotionally. So they're really telling you to go out there and to start nurturing yourself and doing things that are emotionally happy for you.
You're right. And what about finance? Yeah, what about financial?
They're saying this area of your life is affecting everything. Everything.
Mm-hmm.
We are all interconnected, and when we're all interconnected, that means that if you do this, that your finances will improve.
I see. So to have less stress in your life.
Yeah, well, to have less stress, that's a big umbrella for a lot of people. Emotionally nurture and nourish yourself.
I see. And one other question. I would like to know, my father passed, and I'd like to know, you know, how he's doing, and my cousin, if he's with him or, you know.
Well, I would love to get to that, but I only have 3 more minutes for the show, so I'm really going to have to end it there, too. I would love to, I'd love to give you a reading. My website is angelhealinghouse.com, and I have to end it there, Antoinette. So thank you very much for your call.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. So there we have it. I'd like to thank all of my listeners who called in today. And if you didn't get a chance to call in to Angel Healing House, please do call next time. I would love to talk with you, or to get your own individualized reading, please call Angel Healing House at 831-277-3716. One last point before we leave. Having stepped forth myself by completely starting anew at age 48, I'm not telling you it's going to be easy, but I'm telling you it's going to be so worth it. Do what you love to do, and do not get stuck in that comfort zone of just settling for a regular job, because life is not a dress rehearsal. Go out and start to be the star of your own show. And that just about wraps up the show for today. Don't forget that Angel Healing House Radio airs Tuesdays at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, and also 10 a.m. Pacific Time Thursdays. If you'd like to receive my inspirational, uplifting, and entertaining Angel Healing House newsletter, please email me and send me your request to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com. That Angel Healing House is angelhealinghouse.com. Also, to purchase a copy of my beautiful, inspirational book, Angels of Faith, and my beautiful guided angel meditation CD, Letting Go of Concerns and Living in the Now, please go to the Angel Healing House website, angelhealinghouse.com. And if you'd like to book your own transformative angel intuitive counseling and Reiki healing sessions, either in person or nationally or internationally using distant healing, this can be done over the phone or computer using Skype. You can call me on 831-277-3716 or email me at Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com. And until next time, allow your radiant light to shine and fashion a beautiful life for yourself. Thank you so much, and take care of yourself. Love and blessings to you all. Goodbye.